Name is Barbara Halzon, Examiner's 54DAS. Claimant's name is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Harkins, H-A-R-K-I-N-S, case number 1798729. Seen through the Traverse City office, 4813, data dictation 4813, new paragraph, psychiatric, psychological, medical report, history of illness, complaints and symptoms, as the nature of her disability. Ms. Harkins explains she suffers from COPD, asthma, emphysema, depression, and, quote, a messed up finger, unquote. Claimant indicated that of her physical conditions, her breathing is interrupted and difficult for her. She cannot sleep. She reported, quote, my breathing is totally screwed up. I can't breathe. I cough and I pass out, unquote. She reports her boyfriend has caught her, quote, on several occasions. I go down right on the floor and I screwed up my ribs and he said I was out for 3 seconds, unquote. Claimant reports this occurred 2 months ago. She commented, quote, but then I was talking to my son on the phone and I started coughing and I don't know what the hell happened. I just realized the phone was sitting there in my hand, unquote. She reported, quote, I really should be on oxygen, I think, unquote. Ask what her doctor thinks, quote, well, I'm in between doctors, unquote. She reported one doctor dropped her because she was on UP Coalition. She reported, quote, you know, where they take you from for free, and the other doctor, she's really out there, unquote. She commented, this doctor, quote, only works 2 times a week, and you can't get in with her, and I can't get my medications, and they want my boyfriend to pay for it, but he don't have that kind of money, unquote. Claimant reported prior to this, she was getting her medications free from the companies. Ask what changed, quote, because I switched doctors, unquote. New paragraph asked her to describe herself as depressed, quote, I start taking pills, unquote. Ask what she'll take, quote, whatever is on hand, unquote. Ask when she last did this, quote, well, I think it came back to the last time about 5 years ago, unquote. Ask when she was last depressed, quote, that comes and goes. I can't leave my house because I'm just stuck in there. I can't walk and I sleep all the time, unquote. Ask when she was last depressed. She reports it was two days ago. She reports at that time she took 6 of her blood pressure pills. Ask what it did to her, quote, nothing. It just made me tired, unquote. She reports she's been suicidal, quote, many times, unquote. Ask when she was last, quote, I can't remember. It's been a while. Maybe 3 months ago, unquote. Ask if she ever attempted, quote, yeah, I took a bunch of my pills, unquote. Ask what she took, quote, I think my blood pressure pills. It's the only thing I had on hand, unquote. She commented, quote, and it's associated with drinking, open friends, alcohol, close friends, too, unquote. She reports she's a daily drinker of beer. She reports she drinks about 5 24-ounce beers daily. She reports this is an equivalent of a 12-pack. She never drinks liquor. New paragraph. Claimant shows examiner the index finger on her right hand. It is very scabbed up, scarred up, discolored. It appears dirty. There is about 1/4 inch of a thin pin sticking out the tip of her finger. There's no dressing or anything on her finger. She reports that she injured it when she was in a hurry to open up a can of fruit cocktail. She reported that the can opener became stuck. She took a knife and pried open the lid. She reported the lid backfired on her finger and cut the nerve and tendon. Claimant reported that she initially went to ER to have it treated. They made her an appointment with a surgeon. She reported that the surgeon placed the pin in her index finger to hold the tendon in place. Claimant indicated that after that, she crushed it in a door. She indicates she also has, quote, a screwed up ear. It started bleeding. She reports she has a burst eardrum. This occurred a month ago. She reports she was supposed to see a specialist in Iron Mountain for that, but, quote, I can't pay for it, unquote. Treatments, medications, albuterol inhaler, albuterol nebulizer, Advair, ADVAIR, Asifex, ACIPHEX for GERD, Benicar for hypertension, Maalox, quote, for bloat and GERD, but I can't afford it, so I just suffer, you know, unquote. She reports she is taking the other medications that they're still left over from the last doctor. She denies substance abuse treatment, then amended, quote, oh, wait a minute, I had drunk driving, and they had me have out treatment. I had to go to out treatment. It was about 10 years ago, unquote. She denies psychiatric hospital stays. New paragraph. She reports in the past she was treated through mental health, but hasn't been for about the last 3 years. She reported, quote, well, 3 years ago, they really didn't do nothing for me. And so I thought I really don't need them, but I really should have stayed there, unquote. Ask why she should have stayed there, quote, well, because now I can't get in because of their guidelines, you know. They got other people that are sicker than me, unquote. quote. Asked how she first started being accepted by mental health, quote, oh, I think I took something, unquote. Asked if she was hospitalized, quote, well, I was overnight. I had to drink that stuff, unquote. Asked how many suicide attempts in her life, quote, too many, I don't know, unquote. She denies any self-harming behavior. Asked why she's still alive after all these suicide attempts, quote, maybe because God doesn't want me. And the devil sure as hell don't want me. He wants me in between, open parens. She laughs, close parens. New paragraph. Asked about other hospital stays. Ms. Harkins, minute quote, oh shit, I don't know, two C-sections, unquote. Ask when these were, quote, well, my kids are 23 and 27. 3 years ago, she thinks she was hospitalized for pneumonia. Personal history, Clement was born in Muskegon, Michigan. She indicates she has one sister younger than herself. Claimant is asked what her childhood was like. She reports she was adopted in Escanaba when she was 8 years of age. She reports her younger sister was six at the time. She commented that her adoptive parents, quote, beat us all the time, and I split in the eighth grade. I kept running away, unquote. She was about 13 or 14 at the time. She reports she does not consider these her parents. She reports her real parents are, quote, both dead, unquote. She reports her father died of diabetes and heart attack. Mother committed suicide. Asked why the children were initially taken away, quote, they had families of their own. Both of them did, and they couldn't take care of us, so they thought we would have a better chance, you know, if we left, unquote. She reports her childhood, quote, sucked because I was in and out of group homes and foster homes because our parents didn't want me and my sister until we were adopted out and then we were beat, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reported that she last attended Wakefield High School, graduating 1982. It's where she was living at that time, quote, by myself, unquote. Asked how she did at school, quote, I sucked, unquote. Asked what was hard for her, quote, everything, unquote. She denied she has special education services. She reports she did have a hard time reading. Asked if she could read a newspaper, quote, probably not. You know what I do? I jump over the words. I don't know, unquote. Paragraph. She reports both physical and sexual abuse against her in childhood. Claimant denies she recalls the sexual abuse, but reports that her sister recalls it, quote, and it was both of us, unquote. She reported, quote, some things my sister don't remember, I do. Some things I don't remember, and she does. New paragraph. She was last employed at Indian Head in housekeeping. She estimates it was about 4 years ago. Asked what happened to the job. She reports the job ended because, quote, I got fired because I ended up in jail, unquote. She was jailed 8 days, quote, because I broke my bond, unquote. Asked what her bond was. She reported she was taking care of an elderly lady, quote, and she called the cops on me, and she charged me for trespassing, and I was living with her. And then I went there to get my nebulizer. I snuck in, but the cop caught me, unquote. She reported that her bond was, quote, to stay away from her. Ask what stops her from working now that she's out of jail, quote, I'm always out of breath, and I'm a big liability to the people who might hire me, unquote. Her longest at one place was Fox Point. She was there for 8 years. She reports she did sewing there. Ask what happened to that job, quote, I think it went overseas, unquote. She indicated that was about 20 years ago. New paragraph. She married one time, 1984. She divorced 13 years later. Claimant reported that she had two children with her husband. She reported, quote, and my husband was working too many hours, and he was never home, unquote. Asked if she maintained custody of the children, quote, no, because my boyfriend at the time lived in an A-frame. It was a one-bedroom. You can't keep kids there, unquote. She reports she did have custody of her children. However, they actually stayed with their father. Claimant reported, quote, but my son is living with me now, unquote. She reports she's been with her present boyfriend for 2.5 years. New paragraph. Claimant indicates she drinks about a 12-pack of beer daily. She started when she was about 10 years of age. She denies drug use. However, she reports in the past she used, quote, street drugs, unquote. She reports she's used cocaine, quote, it's been years. Acid, quote, not since 82, unquote. Marijuana, quote, I don't do that anymore. I smoke cigarettes now, unquote. She smokes a pack per day. Asked when she last did marijuana. She reported it was 20-plus years ago. Asked if she abuses anything else. She denies this. Asked if she ever did in the past, quote, I did in the past. I did speeds, unquote. Asked what she would do, quote, like black caddies and white crosses, unquote. Asked when she last did these, quote, had to be 82 or 83. I can't do it anymore because of my high blood pressure. Open parens, she was seen by this same examiner in 2010 with a report included in file for reference. At that time, she had reported that she was doing speeders because, quote, I'm so goddamn tired, unquote. Paragraph claimant reports she's been arrested 4 times. She reported that 3 of them were for drunk driving, and 1 is, quote, when I broke my bond, unquote. Commented, quote, I don't drive anymore. I don't like the courts, unquote. Daily functioning, social functioning claimant lives in a whole house with her boyfriend. She's been there 2.5 years. She reported that her boyfriend owns the home. Claimant is asked how she met him. Quote, I knew his girlfriend at the time. I was best buddies with her, unquote. However, she reported that since that time, this girl has died. She died of kidney failure. New paragraph asks how she gets along with her boyfriend, quote, off and on, just like any other relationships, unquote. Also living with her is her 23-year-old son, Joe. He's been there for the last 3 months, quote. He said it was only 1 month, you know, unquote. Asked why he moved in, quote, well, because he was living with a friend, and that friend got evicted because he wasn't paying his bills. So he came and asked if he could move in here, unquote. She reports she gets along good with him. She indicates this son plus her other son both work at Ottawa with Joe, her boyfriend. Ask what they do, quote, lumber, I guess, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reports she hasn't seen her sister in 3 years. She reported that they have, quote, disputes on the phone. She screams at me and I scream at her, unquote. Claimant reports she doesn't have any more family members, quote, just her, unquote. Ask if she has friends, quote, not too many. I have Karen. I haven't seen her in a long time, but we talk. We talk almost every day. New paragraph. Ask what she enjoys doing, quote, right now because I got no TV. You know, I do games on my phones. I downloaded them, but, you know, not on a computer because we don't have one. But when my phone works, I do the internet. But it's so hard to text on that, unquote. New paragraph. Activities asked her to describe her day yesterday. She reports yesterday she helped make pea soup. She indicated that she cut up the potatoes and the carrots, quote, no onions, though. There weren't no onions in it, unquote. Ask who cooked. She reports Joe did. She did a load of laundry. She had him bring it up from downstairs. New paragraph. She reports she sat at the table. She played some games. She got tired of waiting for Joe as he was supposed to help her do her hair. She reports she's unable to bathe because she's not able to get her finger wet, and she's unable to get her ear wet. She states she got tired of waiting. Asked what she did, quote, I went upstairs. I took a bath. I said, screw it. I don't even care, unquote. She indicates she went to bed early, about 8 p.m. She reports throughout the day she put the dogs in and out. She reports she has 2 dogs and her son has 1, so now they have 3 dogs. Claimants ask when she had her beer yesterday. She reports after her coffee in the morning, about 7 a.m. She starts drinking and drinks throughout the day. New paragraph. Ask what household chores she does. She reports with her finger like it is. She's unable to do the dishes. She reports she'll see the doctor on the 15th, quote, and he's talking about taking the pin out in 2 weeks, unquote. She reports she can fold laundry, vacuum, quote, but I gotta sit down, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reports she does not eat 3 meals per day, quote, a hell no, I'm lucky if I eat 1, unquote. Yesterday she had the pea soup and a piece of bread, quote, I just don't have an appetite, unquote. Ask how she sleeps, quote, like shit, unquote. Ask what happens, quote, can't sleep, unquote. General observation, she has no driver's license. She reported her boyfriend Joe brought her here today. New paragraph, claimant is Caucasian, reports she is about 5 feet 5, weighs about 165 pounds, quote, I don't know how come I'm so heavy, unquote. She reports 135 is about normal for her. She is casually dressed. She has dry blonde hair that is about chin length. It has darker roots. Claimant has no upper teeth. She has some scaly skin on the top of, on the bridge of her nose. No, I'm sorry, on the upper part of her nostrils, put it. She has a dry, reddened complexion. Her hygiene is marginal. She does complain of memory problems. She arrives punctually. Reports she needs assistance in preparations for appointments, quote, now, unquote. She reports this is since she injured her finger. Let's go back to where I described what she looked like. She has blue eyes. Thank you. New paragraph. Attitude, behavior. She's in contact with reality. Self-esteem is low. Motor activity is normal, though not low. She is pleasant. She is emotionally relatively autonomous. She has fair motivation. Claimant does not appear to exaggerate nor minimize symptoms. Insight is fair to low. Stream of mental activity. Speech is spontaneous, coherent, relevant. She has some trouble with serial sevens, refusing them. She has memory problems are evident. She reports poor reading since her childhood. Her IQ is estimated borderline with no IQ information available. Mental trend thought content. She denies hallucinations, delusions, persecutions, obsessions, thoughts controlled by others. She denies magical or unusual powers. She endorses feelings of worthlessness, indicating that she's had them for a long time and that she, quote, can't do anything, unquote. Claimant reports suicidal ideas as described earlier. Asthmatic complaints of headaches and stomach aches with diarrhea. New paragraph, emotional reaction. Claimant is a dysthymic today. She does report feelings of worthlessness and reports drinking, which appears to exacerbate her level of depression. She reports suicidal ideation and suicide gesturing. Orientation, time, person, and place, memory, 5-2, recent, 1 of 3 after a 3-minute delay. Presidents, Reagan, Obama, Carter, Clinton. Birth date, 5-3-63, age 49, information, cities, Minneapolis, Detroit, Texas, California, Mexico. Current famous people, I don't know by name. Current events, Katrina, Calculations, I can't do that. Open parentheses, she refuses to try. Close parentheses, 5 times 5, 25, 18 divided by 6. I couldn't do that either. 12 plus 9, 28, I think. 11 minus 3, 9. Abstract thinking, grass is greener, quote, because if you are down, it will get better. Spilled milk. Yeah, well, I'll say it too. Quit your whining. Things will get better. Similarities and differences. Bush and a tree. Both have stumps. Different. A bush is small. Tree is big. Judgment stamped, addressed envelope. Mail it. Fire in a theater. Holler out fire. Future plans. I don't know. Additional information. CE done by present examiner on 2 of 10 yielded major depressive disorder, recurrent severe, alcohol dependence, other substance abuse, rule out V62.89, borderline intellectual functioning, new paragraph, medical source statement, she could follow one and two part directives, she would not be able to follow complex directives, claimant has a difficult time on a job, she presents a stamina problems due to breathing difficulties. She also has chronic substance use and depression, which would further impact persistence, pace, and efficiency within a job situation. New paragraph diagnosis, axis 1, 296.32, major depressive disorder, recurrent and moderate, 303.90, alcohol dependence, 305.90, other substance abuse. Axis 2, 301.9, personality disorder, NOS, subclinical, dependent, and borderline traits. History of poor relationships. Also, axis 2, rule out V62.89, borderline intellectual functioning. Axis 3, breathing problems, COPD, asthma, tendency to get pneumonia, stomach problems. Axis 4, problems with access to health care, no insurances, economic problems, inadequate finances. Axis 5, global assessment of functioning. 48, prognosis, poor, managed funds, no first and last seen. 4, 8, 13. Thank you for typing.